Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of bringing forth fruit in our life, and we've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit. We've talked about the fruit of love, and we've talked about the fruit of joy. These are spiritual forces to be operating in your life. Today we're going to talk about the fruit of peace. Peace is to be abiding in the life of every believer. The Hebrew word for peace is the word shalom, which means peace, or to have well-being, to have health, prosperity, and safety. The Greek word is the word arene, which means to have peace, especially referring to peace of mind or peace in your life, just abiding throughout all areas of it. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. He gives us peace. This is the age of grace, mercy, and peace in the New Testament. And remember in Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace. God brings forth His peace in our life. In Judges chapter 6, verse 23, we see a covenant of peace that God has shown forth through the compound word Jehovah Shalom, the compound Hebrew revelation of the character of God, the Lord, our peace. In Judges 6:23, the Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. And the phrase Jehovah Shalom is used here, the Lord our peace. God is our peace. There is no other peace that is going to be a real true peace. We need to look to him. In Ezekiel 34, verse 23 here through verse 26, we also see about this covenant of peace. He says he'll set up one shepherd over you, he'll feed you, even my servant David, he'll feed you and be their shepherd. He says, I'll be their God. And he goes on in verse 25 and he says, and I'll make with them a covenant of peace. And I'll cause the evil beast to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I'll make them in the places round about my hill a blessing. I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing. Praise God. What does he give us? He gives us a covenant of peace. When you have a covenant of peace and the peace of God's operating in your life, the evil beast won't be around. Evil beasts are a type of the demon spirits. And when you've cast out all the demonic spirits and you're walking in the ways of the Word of God, you're going to see the manifestation of the covenant of peace, the peace that passes all understanding, abiding in your life. And you will dwell in safely, in the wilderness safely. You will dwell in peace in your life. And the showers of blessings will come upon you. There's another scripture in Ezekiel 37 also talking about the covenant of peace here. We see in verse 26, he says, moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. This covenant of peace that God has made is an everlasting covenant of peace. It says that I'll place them and multiply them and set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. See, God wants to come and dwell in you. He wants his peace to be abiding in you, and when he is dwelling in you, he sets his sanctuary in the midst of you. You are going to see the peace of God be manifest in your life. Hallelujah. He's to be your place for his tabernacle. He wants a tabernacle with us. He wants us to walk in his ways, but we've got to learn to yield to him and do the things that are going to bring forth peace in our life, and we're going to be talking about them. Another scripture that talks about the covenant of peace is in Isaiah 54 in verse 10. The Bible says, the mountains will depart, the hills will be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Because of God's mercy, we have a covenant of peace. And the Bible says that this covenant of peace shall not be removed. All the children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Praise God. there is a covenant of peace, and who, of course, is the source of peace? It is Jesus. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. In fact, in Isaiah 9:6, he prophesied about a child would be born, a son would be given, the government would be upon his shoulders, name would be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the source of peace. He comes to bring peace to us that are walking in His ways. Luke 2:14, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. There is peace in the presence of God. In Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God's not in meat and drink, but it's in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. There is peace in the presence of God. When you start taking authority over the enemies, you're going to see the peace of God that passes all understanding is going to be working in your life. Praise God. We see in Hebrews 7, verse 2, talks about how Abraham gave to Melchizedek a tenth part of all, and it said he was the king of righteousness, and after that also the king of Salem, which means the king of peace. This shows the fact that God has a kingdom of righteousness, and He has a kingdom of peace. Praise God. As we walk in the ways of righteousness, we're going to see the rights and privileges be manifest. We're going to see His righteousness rule and reign. And also, He's going to bring forth peace. Now, Jesus went to the cross, and He accomplished this for us through what He took upon Himself on the cross. In Isaiah chapter 53, in verse 5, the Bible says, He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Well, we know Jesus took away our sins and transgressions. We know He was bruised for our iniquities. But if you realize the chastisement or the punishment of our peace was upon Him, Jesus took all the punishment, everything that the enemy could lay upon Him, the chastisement with blows, that means, in order for us to have peace. There is a peace that belongs to us. In fact, Ephesians 2:14 just says it straight out. It says, For He is our peace, who hath made both one. He's broken down the middle wall partition between us. He abolished in His flesh the enmity, the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace. The redemptive work of Jesus Christ has brought forth peace in our life. Praise God. In Colossians 1, verse 20, the Bible says He made peace through the blood of His cross. See, Jesus going to the cross, it took the chastisement for us to have peace. And now He is our peace. This is a spiritual peace, a spiritual force that comes from God. This isn't a worldly peace. This isn't a peace that is because of circumstances. This is a peace that comes from God, which can abide in you at all times in your life. Praise God. In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible says, We being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and you're justified, you're made righteous by faith, the Bible says you have peace with Him. You have a peace with God when you get born again and you are in right standing with the Lord. There is a peace within your spirit, and this peace should pervade throughout your life if you walk in His ways. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, this gives us a revelation of God's attitude towards us. In verse 11, He says, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. What are God's thoughts? Thoughts of peace. He wants to bring forth good things. He's not thinking negative about you. He doesn't think thoughts of evil, but instead He gives you thoughts of peace to give you an expected end. He wants you to be blessed. Hallelujah. In John chapter 14, verse 27, the Bible says, Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Jesus said, Peace I leave with you. What kind of peace? My peace, His peace. This is a peace from God, not as the world giveth. The worldly peace is one that comes and goes. The peace that God gives will abide within us continually. He says, Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That shows you one way that the devil can come and try to steal your peace is if you let your heart be troubled or let it be afraid. John chapter 16, verse 33, he says this, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, of good courage. I have overcome the world." I'll tell you, you need to realize the things that he's spoken unto you, the things he's spoken will bring forth peace. As you abide in the Word of God, the peace of God, that's where it's coming from, is going to be manifest in you. Remember, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. There's going to be tribulation and pressure, but you can overcome it if you will walk in line with God's Word. He says in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 6, here's another scripture. He says, "I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid." This shows you another thing that would hinder you. If you have fear in your life, it will rob you of peace. God wants all the fear out of you. And he says, "And I will rid evil beasts out of the land." The evil beasts are a type of the demonic spirits that can be in us that will take away the peace of God. "Neither shall the sword go through your land." Otherwise, there won't be any destruction when you have this covenant of peace operating. The covenant of peace not only gives you peace in your mind, it brings health, prosperity, safety, and protection and well-being in your life. God will give peace in the land. You'll lie down. You will not be afraid. And all the demons, as you cast them all out, you'll be set free and you won't have any sword or any destruction come forth in your life. Psalms 29, verse 11, "The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." This is one of the blessings of God, and he wants you to have this peace. There's an abundance of peace, a peace that passes all understanding. The Bible says the righteous are going to flourish with the abundance of peace. They're going to delight themselves in the abundance of peace. This peace is to abide in you. You have a covenant with God. It comes from him. It is part of what he did through the cross. Now we can have peace with God. That's his thoughts towards you. And it belongs to us in Jesus Christ. He's given us his peace. In him, you can have peace. And as you abide in his ways and walk in the Word of God, the peace that passes all understanding will abide in you. We're going to talk more on this on the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to